This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ranj, I know we were texting about this last night, and then my phone started blowing up from friends. The St. Louis Blues with a pretty big broadcast announcement yesterday. After 20 years in the booth, play-by-play announcer on the TV side of things, John Kelly will not be returning to the booth for the upcoming season. In fact, the Blues, who are on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, are moving to a simulcast, meaning that Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale, who do the radio broadcast for the games, will be moving to the television booth and call on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and that broadcast will be broadcast simulcast over the radio. So it's a dual television radio broadcast. So there will only be one broadcast team. And that will be Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale. Jamie Rivers will stay on as an analyst. It says Alexa Datt is ending her four-year stint as the Blues analyst. She was on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Wow. Of course, Bally's before that. So a lot of changes. And I know change is always hard. And people love Chris Kerber, but they also love John Kelly. And the comment section has been on fire for sure since the Blues made this announcement. And I did not realize that the Dallas Stars, the Buffalo Sabres, and maybe a couple other, but I definitely know the Dallas Stars and the Buffalo Sabres do the simulcast, where they have both the television broadcast is the radio broadcast.
I don't know the financial situation. I do know hockey teams, NHL is the least lucrative of all of the four major sports.
By a lot.
And so I know this is not entirely unusual, like you mentioned. I don't think it's just unique to the NHL either. I am pretty sure that other teams in other leagues do this. Not very many. There aren't very many. First of all, NFL is different because there's no local TV broadcast. So that doesn't, that part doesn't matter. But I think there's a baseball team or two that might do it.
And really?
There might be.
Which I know everybody knows, and you know this, but when you are calling a hockey game for television, you know that the people watching have their eyes on the screen. They can see what corner the puck goes in. They can see the score on the bottom of the screen at all times. So you have, you call the game differently. You give the information differently, usually a lot less information than on the radio broadcast, where you are the eyes for the listener. So you are describing in much more detail the play on the ice, which corner the puck's going into, which side of the boards that the puck hits. And then you're also mentioning the score a lot. So my guess is it will be a bit less descriptive. It would have to be, right? Maybe the radio broadcast would sound a little bit different.
Maybe slightly less. I think it's a very difficult thing to do to balance that, because with any professional sport, that's true. You do, if on TV, you do talk less. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. Like you mentioned, people who are watching, they can see it. They can see what's going on. They can see the score. They can see the clock. They know what, you know, this goes for any sport, right? So I do think that it will probably be not as, just from that perspective, not that Chris Kerber isn't a really good play-by-play guy, because he is. It's just that I think it will suffer a little bit as a result of it. So from that perspective, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of having one broadcast team for both television and radio. That's just in general. It doesn't matter how good the play-by-play person and the broadcast team is. It's just I just like there being separate broadcasts. Well, and maybe that's an obsolete idea. I don't know. Maybe teams could get away with simulcasting. I hope that isn't how the future goes. Maybe for teams that need to do it financially, fine. But this is very clearly a cost-cutting move.
Yeah.
And I don't know their finances. I don't know how necessary it was to do this. I don't think it's the best setup, but I think it can still be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because I don't think I've ever listened to a simulcast. I will say, I think the only time I've heard, like, the, you know, sometimes with weather, when we go into storm mode, we have our partner Fox 2, and we jump into the television simulcast.
Right. Yeah.
I know with CBS Nightly News, back when it was, like Nora O'Donnell, right? It would be Nora O'Donnell on our radio,
if we have a major,
we would do the simulcast.
Yeah, if we would have a major event, national or international, that we needed to go to, we'll go to CBS News. And that feed is usually what you see on television.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as you mentioned, Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale do such a great job. You know, they're so St. Louis. They get it. I forgot that Chris Kerber has been here with the Blues for 25 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
25 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joey Vitale, a St. Louis boy. I mean, he's hilarious and has so much personality, you know, played NHL hockey. Most people don't know he was traded for Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh.
There you go. Towards the end of his career. But in case you are wondering, again, the television side of things will still include Bernie Federko, as I mentioned, Jamie Rivers, Andy Strickland, Scott Warman, and guess who's stepping up on the TV side of things? Chris Pronger.
Is he?
He's going to be involved in the broadcasts. So that's a pretty strong crew, television, on the television analyst side of things, for pre and post game.
No, the crew is strong.
It's awesome.
There's just like I said, I don't know if this is an idea that is, maybe it's not necessary to have two different broadcast teams. I just grew up with different broadcast teams and started really paying attention to how play-by-play is done. And I like the idea of having two different feels. Like you've got the feel of the radio, which is way more descriptive. And then you have the feel of television, which is just kind of like filling in gaps. I like that difference. I enjoy it. I hope it doesn't go away fully in sports. If that does happen across the board, I don't think it'll be anytime soon. I'm just hoping it doesn't become that someday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In NHL, as you mentioned, it is the lowest revenue of the four major sports by far. I mean, it's not even close, and every hockey fan knows that. And I think for better and for worse, right? We always, for years, hockey players have been known for being approachable, friendly, farm boys, that type of thing, right? And I just think hockey knows it doesn't bring in the revenue that baseball does. I wonder if this is confined to hockey or if basketball, I mean, and basketball obviously huge revenue, but does basketball, because it's also a quick-paced game, does that eventually do the simulcast? Baseball would have to be the last, right?
I would think so.
Baseball is so storied.
You could
baseball
not,
on the radio.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's that you couldn't have a similar broadcast on TV to radio.
Yeah.
Because on radio, there's a lot of gaps in play, but not as much as there used to be. But you would have to be, you have to be way more descriptive.
So
this is, I think, also highlights, as we say, we're about to welcome in Sean Malone in a moment, but and announcers are very important when it comes to television broadcasts. You know, they've tried experiments in the past where they will just have a completely announcerless game and you can see all the visuals,
really?
The broadcast exactly the same, and people don't like it. They've studied this with people. Mm-hmm. So the announcers are very important. So this will be a new era of Blues hockey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.